Partial breast irradiation first was started in the early 90s. The initial technique at that time was to use brachytherapy, placement of temporary catheters or needles in the breast. And the goal at that time was to try to reduce the treatment time from 6.5 weeks to less than 4 or 5 days. The technique was utilizing these catheters that were placed around the lumpectomy cavity plus the margin. Because you were focused on such a smaller area, you were able to deliver the radiation much more quickly and with some reduced side effects. Now, the early experience with the brachytherapy was quite good. As a matter of fact, we now have some 10-year data showing that the results are roughly equivalent to what one could expect with whole breast radiation delivered over 6 weeks. The reason why it's never really been adopted as widespread as perhaps we would like is that the technique of brachytherapy is difficult to both learn and to teach. And as one can imagine, placing 5, 10, even 15 needles through a woman's breast, even temporarily, has some disadvantages. And so what's occurred over the last 5 years was the introduction, of course, of the mammocyte balloon catheter, which instead of the placement of 10, 15 needles, you now just placed one catheter at the time of either surgery or shortly thereafter, and you're able to deliver the same radiation as with multiple needles, same short period of time. The problems, of course, is that the brachytherapy has been around for 10 to 15 years with a very good track record, but some of the newer technologies, such as the balloon, have only about 5 years of experience.
Can you talk about the design and eligibility of the study?
To understand the phase 3 trial, you have to understand how brachytherapy was done. We really selected patients very carefully when we started to use this technology, this technique. We picked very small tumors, clear margins, negative lymph nodes. And so we were trying to learn whether or not this technique was as efficacious as whole breast radiation, but we selected out very low-risk patients. And indeed, the 5 and 10-year results with the very low-risk patients have been quite good. But with the phase 3 trial now, the eligibility criteria have been loosened significantly. We are now treating slightly larger tumors, some patients with positive lymph nodes, up to 3 positive lymph nodes. We're including other types of histologies, not only infiltrating ductal carcinomas. So the phase 3 trial was designed to really test whether or not partial breast irradiation worked, but in other subset of patients, some of the slightly higher risk patients. The 3 partial breast irradiation techniques that are utilized in the trial are the brachytherapy with the traditional needles, the multiple needles, the mammocyte balloon catheter, or 3D conformal external beam radiation therapy. So in other words, if a patient qualifies for one of the 3 techniques, she can pick which technique she would like to be randomized to, but a patient has to qualify for it.
Who's eligible?
Patients with tumors less than 3 centimeters are eligible, women with up to 3 positive lymph nodes, women with negative margins. We have no age restrictions other than greater than 18 years of age. So we've really loosened up the eligibility criteria, again, in an effort to determine whether or not partial breast irradiation can be applied to multiple groups of patients or whether or not it should be restricted to some of the lower risk patients.